Lime, duh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do it again, baby. Hello.
And after that, I'm going straight to hell. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling, Dan Black, a.k.a. Donski Blackamora, a.k.a. Papa Oat Milk, the Creatine Dream, a.k.a. Donnie Capri, from that time I went to Italy.
I'm a thick boy down low.
Oh, man, that killed me. A.K.A. the modern day goof and spoof, Haraja.
I love comic books.
Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, baby.
No more, Mr. Nice Jew.
Gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee. Gabba, gabba, gay. Gabba, 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 gabba.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This girl, she's mine. And hop, hop, hum.
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
She's fine. Yeah. What up, Jabroni X? We are back in action for your satisfaction with all of our spicy, spicy, caliente chef's kiss wrestling reactions. And I got to tell you, just to get myself this song, I crave this song to get in the mood. Fuck the podcast. The Leon Ruff entrance music just gets me going. Feels like I'm back at my bar mitzvah, man.
All right, everybody.
All right, everybody. Welcome out. Everybody, thank Sherry and Richie Black for all the hors d'oeuvres tonight. Everybody out on the dance floor. I got to tell you, Leon Ruff had the same physique right now that I had when I was 13 years old. Oh, man. You know, I'm a Leon Rush mark. Anyway, before we get into it, okay, Sheb's calling me. I still haven't sent Sheb's a Zoom for the pod yet after his behavior last week. Okay, anyway, before we get into all the wrestling, just let everybody know this podcast is grassroots. If you're listening to this podcast every week, you know it's improving, man. We are doing some of the funniest shit we've ever done on this pod, and we are improving this podcast technologically. So make sure to support it. Patreon.com/comedianswrestling. We are free from Jabroni Podcast Networks. Idiot producers are going to be like, why don't you do the top 10 top rope moves of the week segment? This is what will happen if I go to a network. They go, why don't you do top... Well, that was I just thought of a good idea. Top 10 biceps of the week? I mean, come on. That's not bad. That's not that bad. That's more in line with us. But they wouldn't. They'd be like, top 10 best matches. How about top 10 most improved player of the year? No, we do it ourselves. We do it our way, baby. Patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Support this podcast. But it's you're not even getting we're not even asking for handouts. We give you access to tons of bonus content, including our AEW NXT centric episodes that come out on Friday morning, featuring me and Nick Tulo, Supermark. So you know Nick Tulo, the guy who said this.
I'm a thick boy down low.
You guys remember that? I'm a thick boy down low.
I'm a thick boy down low.
Oh, man. I told you it was going to be a sound drop, and it was. But, yeah. Also, remember to follow us on all of our social media platforms. We're putting out a bunch of content on there now. Follow me at Dan Black Attack on Instagram and Twitter, and follow at Cow Podcast. Follow us on there. The thing you'll see on there right now is the Kenny Omega challenge, which my dad challenged Kenny Omega, who said I mean, Don Callis said it himself. He said,
I love comic books.
Okay, they love comic books. Okay, Kenny Omega wanted Spider-Man 1. I have Spider-Man 1. If you want to see me wrestle Kenny Omega, who do you want to see? He's wrestling Joey Janela tonight. Do you really want to see that? I mean, no disrespect to Joey Janela, but he's going to get jabroned out. He's going to get V-triggered, and then he's not going to get a comic book or anything. I'm going to get jabroned out even faster, have a better physique than Joey Janela. Sorry, just factual. And then I'm going to hand over my dad's comic book to Kenny Omega, and you can help with that by tweeting at Kenny Omega, tweeting at Don Callis. Flood the zone, baby. Let's get Kenny to respond. He calls himself a collector, but he's not even trying to collect. What, he wants a title from Rich Swann? No one cares about that. What you want is a comic book from my dad. Okay, anyway, yeah, okay. You know, that's basically it. Okay, and also, the 9 to 5, 8-hour episode. I said this week that I would tell you when that's going to be, and we're doing so much shit that I haven't had the time to plan it yet. But there are, let's just know, the people messaging me, the patrons, you will, this is in the works. So just pay attention, okay? All right, anyway, let's get into it. Before we move on with the pod, let's introduce the room. We got a full house today, many would say. And right now, to my diagonal, the First Lady, Erin Finnerty. Yeah, I'm going to switch up the order, you guys. Switch it up. And here, he's a nasty, nasty boy. Nasty Newman.
Welcome to How About a City, bitch.
Looking beautiful. So many cat accessories behind you. I love it. You got a cat tree, wherever a cat sits. And then,
This is an urn. It's an Undertaker brand water filtration system.
That's the joke that I should have said, but I had two jokes that were too dark that I'm glad I didn't say, frankly. There was a bit of dead air, but it was worth it for the edit, the inevitable edit. And joining us from the bonus episode, you know, the man who said this.
I'm a thick boy down low.
I'm a thick boy down low. The supermark, the Marketech, the Cal Money in the Bank holder, Nick Tulo. What's up, bro?
It's 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's your boy, Tiptoe Tulo, and I am in the middle of a blizzard. It is
fucking you are, crazy right? Over here.
Yeah, it's getting nuts.
It's 72 degrees in L.A.
It's literally it's a little warm. 25 degrees in New York. It's been snowing since 3 o'clock, and it will not stop snowing for a while. I'm going snowboarding tomorrow, so see you there.
Yo.
Hitting the slopes, bro.
Yeah, bro. Gonna hit the slopes.
Get that powder, bro.
Fresh pow-pow.
Get that pow-pow, bro. That white nar-nar.
Before we get into all the wrestling this week, I mean, this is the TLC go-home show, which I didn't even realize. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You didn't know?
Completely forgot.
Yeah, no. There's just something about the WWE product now where, like, you never know. I think it's because all these... And this is pre-COVID also. All the pay-per-views feel the same. So they don't, like, change enough of the Raw SmackDown setups. They change nothing. They just have a thing being like, TLC's in 2 weeks, and you kind of forget. Where, like, it used to be like, all right, Bash in the Beach is coming up. You'd have, like, a surfboard out for a while. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? So it'd be, like, a little more. Right now, these pay-per-views have no flavor. You know what I mean? They have no flavor. It's a big problem with WWE as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, we'll obviously towards the end of the episode get into our predictions. You know?
Yeah.
The
card's shaping up pretty good though, right?
Well, Erin has the card up. I haven't formally even looked at the card.
There's only six matches right
nice.
Now.
All right, good.
So it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, but the cards that are on there, the matches that are on there that they're hyping, I'm pretty pumped to see them. I think they're all going to be pretty interesting. We'll get our predictions in. We'll think more about the card as we do it. Maybe we start with the predictions, actually, then tie it into what's going on in Raw and SmackDown. Maybe we'll do, like, the predictions throughout the episode, and then I'll weave in all the stuff. A little behind the scenes for you guys here.
Keep track of these. Okay. What's the record? Do we have the record? Is Dan have
Dan has two wins. You and I both have one.
Right.
And Newman's still waiting to get on the board.
I'm not waiting for anything.
I'll be right back.
Newman waits for no one.
Yeah. Okay, Tula, we're about to do the predictions. He's leaving for a second.
I guess he'll be back.
The guy is okay. All right.
He's gotta go later, check. Tula. He's gotta go check the pack. He's gotta go check the pack on the snow.
He has to go out right now. I mean, he's literally snowed in. I have two Anthony dogs. Somehow he has one dog that he can't manage to record a podcast while he's in the house. I have two dogs, and I record 25 podcasts a week because I am the king of content. Everybody knows that. We'll ignore that, but now we're going to video, so now you people are going to know that Tulo abandoned his post. Beautiful. Okay. Anyway, Aaron, I think you should go through the card. Why don't you start least important matches to most important?
Yeah.
So we kind of crescendo into the sexy stuff. You know what I mean? Okay.
Well, starting at the bottom of the barrel, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler.
Oh, by the way, Aaron, sorry.
Yeah, Dan.
Sorry for the interrupt.
Sure.
This Sunday will be our Zoom.
Yeah, the CZT is opening back up again.
I can't believe this actually snuck up on me. I didn't even realize. Yeah. All right, Tula, you're back?
Back.
Okay. Thank you for coming back. The Calzoom Thunderdome is this Sunday for TLC. We'll be watching it for the patrons at the $10 level.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be watching that all together. It starts as the pay-per-view begins, maybe a little before. I'll send out a Zoom link. If you've been on it before, we've posted some previews on our YouTube page, the Dan Black Attack / Comedians of Wrestling YouTube page. You could see kind of what it is. But, man, they make watching these pay-per-views a hell of a lot better. I'm having a blast doing it.
Yeah, so last time we did, it was a snack theme. Before that, it was costumes. And since we're running up right against Christmas.
Show us your best table. It's not going to be a table.
No, it's not going to be tables or chairs. I'm thinking like where's the best something table festive. Chair? Oh, I was thinking like a festive holiday.
Table. No, I love that. Yeah, we should. Oh, lime, duh. Aaron, no, you're right. We should do. Yeah, we should be I'm holiday. Right. It should be holiday.
Like a holiday theme. And then if you have a great table, ladder, or a chair, then I'd love to see it.
I got a great chair.
I will. I'll commit to this. I will have a holiday decoration up for myself. Okay.
Oh, or two, that's maybe. That's a great idea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna set. Yeah. And
I'll decorate.
It's a little
the
late
stewed.
In the season to get those up, but
I'll decorate the stew.
Well, I'm a
bit.
Jewish man, so anything I do is truthfully, a mitzvah. Mm-hmm. All right, Aaron. Let's go on the card. What's the card you were saying? Sorry, I interrupted.
I was saying that. Before you interrupted. We have rudely. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus Asuka and TBD for the women's tag team titles.
Okay, so this match is this is for the women's tag team titles. It's you say it's Asuka and Lana?
It's TBD.
So it's probably Asuka, right?
Mm-hmm. No, it's Asuka.
Asuka and her partner is TBD because Lana.
Oh, so it's probably Lana though, right?
Well, no, Lana's out.
Lana's out.
Because she got popped.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was trying to work that into a point, but okay. That's what happens when you pivot the format on the fly, baby. Maybe you think we should pivot this segment into best, most improved player of the year. I thought that Lana improved her Irish whip is going from.
It's a 6.5.
Yeah, it was. Aaron, yes, it was a 6.5, and now it's a 6.8.
We have an intricate 35-point scoring system where we take into account ring rate, mic work, overall look, the look of the boots, the look of the midsection, the hair, the makeup. Hair.
Oh, the hair is so important.
You're hitting on all shit I care about.
Yeah, no, I was talking about our podcast. I wasn't talking about.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, anyway, okay. So, Nia Jax got pinned by Lana this week, which actually I think was honestly, if I'm looking through my notes this week, was kind of one of the biggest things that happened on Raw and SmackDown this week, right? This might deserve to lead the pod this week. Lana, like, legit clean pinned Nia, right?
Yeah.
Like, she was in kind of a tree of woe kind of a position, like, in the turnbuckle. She fell down, and then she gave her that pin. That pin is, like, kind of the, like, it's, like, a kind of, like, a filthy, like, pin, right?
Miro took credit for it on Twitter, yeah. Said he couldn't taught her resist. That.
And that's where I'm going to. What did you guys think of this Rusev? Does anyone have this Rusev tweet up? I meant to bring it up, but
I
didn't. I think what he said, I saw it like 40 times, and it's hilarious because it is like the most universally beloved tweet on
Facebook. He said, I taught her this pin last night. We both won. Congrats, wife. And then a photo.
And the pin is like kind of like, he said, I taught her this pin, meaning, which is hilarious. I think he's... Wait. So that position is...
Which one is he?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure
out. In the position. I think...
Both. It could be either one.
At first, I thought that it was just like a missionary pin.
Like with a leg up.
And
situation.
I was like, he's bragging about having missionary sex with his wife, which is hilarious.
He's a gamer. Like,
I taught her this move last night. I learned it when I was 16.
This is like a 69, but with like the 9 bent in half, I guess.
Yeah. Right. That's kind of like, if he's on like top, then I guess that, this will be explicit, but we'll say it in the least offensive way. It's like, I think he said he taught it to her, right? So that would mean that he was probably on top for the, right? So this is what he means, right?
Well, you can be on the bottom.
Well, first thing I want to ask you guys
is... He can get his legs up.
Right. First thing I want to ask you guys is, do you think that he thought this through as much as we have? All right.
No.
Well, okay. I mean, he's the one who did it the night before, so I don't know how much he thought about it.
Well, right. I would assume since she's Lana that he's Naya in this situation, right? So he's on the bottom. I mean, it's her, right? So...
I think he meant he was on the top.
I think he's the top.
I think he's the bottom. He had her in like the Devil's 69 where the woman is on the bottom.
You think that Rusev, and like Miro was sandwiched in half with his butt in her face like that?
The type of person to tweet that is absolutely the type of person to be like, no, I'm on top. Yeah. In this extremely compromising situation.
Right. I think he thinks he's her because he's like, no. I taught her that pin, so he would have had to show it to
you
her.
You know this. Yeah.
He wouldn't be like, I taught her to give me that. I think they did both. First, he'd be like, all right, let me show it on you. And then he's like, all right, now give it to me. So I think that they did do both. But in terms of what the sex act would be, I think that is like a very uncomfortable for the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on like what you're doing in that position.
Yeah, I don't think so. But anyway, the thing about this, more of that, is like, I feel like I wanted to talk about it because I just want to say that it's not that funny. Like, it's not offensive either. It's not offensive, right. I don't think it's offensive or anything. But like, honestly, it's just like exactly what I expect from Rusev. I find him to be like, he honestly is a little, is this fucked up to say? He's a little Borat-y for me. Is that?
That's why I said my wife. Yes.
He has a little bit of like, his humor is not, he's a little behind.
100%.
Newman, check me here.
I mean.
Is that fucked up to say? He's from another country and like, it's like he's still watching Raymond. They're still watching Everybody Loves Raymond over there. And his jokes are like a little 90s. You know what I mean?
First of all, I still watch Everybody Loves Raymond. It's a great show.
I know, but it's new there.
That's what I'm saying. It's the latest sensation.
Yeah. I mean, I think xenophobia on the list of phobias is like so far down the list of things we need to worry about.
Okay. So there's a thing about like Rusev where like, it's everyone says he's so like this guy's like charisma, and I'm always like,
well, he does. It's just he gets in his own way. Like if he would just be, because he can be charming, and if he would just be that and not try to be charming, he would be charming.
Yeah, but he's doing an impression of a guy with charm,
mm-hmm. right?
And it never like he's never clicked for me. Like even Happy Rusev Day, like I think that was. All
the Aiden English
odd villain, you know what I mean? The Shebs villain. But yeah, like I was just like want to say, like I just feel like Rusev is just so deeply not one of my guys, you know? Not because he didn't compliment me on my stand up when he watched it and didn't say anything. Not because of that. I'm not bitter about that at all. When I saw him watch my whole set, then we were in the back and he didn't say literally like, hey. Didn't have to say good set, but just didn't talk to me, okay? No problem with that, jerk. But I'll say, But no, it's just, it's always like, he's always like a little off for me. He gets like so much more credit than he deserves, you know? And I feel like he's an example of Vince gave him that tank and it was the best moment for him. And then I don't like that he wears the that Versace shirt. I was saying on AEW, I was like, he feels like a guy who like just wears what Versace's, like whatever's on the rack. He's like, it must be cool because it's Versace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like that thing where it's
like, style's whack.
It's like when Stone Cold said, like, the best characters are like your own personality turned up to 11, right? But that becomes an issue when you are a person who doesn't have a personality to turn up. And then you get things like Rusev, where it's like, well, there's not really anything. We're cranking the dial on this, but there's nothing there to like really to really bring up. You know?
Right. All right. So for this match, who do you guys think? Let's get these predictions in. I'm done talking about Rusev.
TBD.
He's not one of my guys. That's all. It's just like, that's me and the combo. He's not one of my guys. You know, if you think that's funny, I get why you think that's funny, because you're not that funny. Right? I mean, if you think that's really funny, you're not that funny. It's like, I taught her. You're laughing because they're married, really, right?
Yeah.
The joke is like, these people are married.
Well, do you think anyone really read that tweet and like belly laughed? Like, is that possible? Was I?
I saw it posted with like, you know, the laugh emoji.
It was posted in
like
our group. All in a row. It was posted in our group. So whoever posted it, obviously.
I mean, I'm just like, it's one thing to be like, oh, that's kind of funny. It's another thing to like,
I'm gonna share this with the group. They would,
but I also get seeing it and then sharing it and just being like, oh, I just saw this. Like, this feels like a fun thing to share in the group.
Right.
I totally get that. But I'm just, you know, we dissect shit to an unhealthy degree. So that's what I'm doing. Just being like, Rusev just never makes a move that I like besides the tank. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, guys, who wants to go first for this match? Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus Asuka and TBD. Donnie TBD.
I'm team TBD.
Should we make the TBD the tiebreaker?
Oh, we want to guess?
Well, I mean, it's possible that no one gets it and there's no tiebreaker, but I still think it's fun.
That's okay. I'm going to guess Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
Well, I think Dana Brooke got injured as well.
She did.
So I think she's also out. So
she's
Tamina.
Out?
I think it's Charlotte.
Oh, smart.
Charlotte's been posting a lot of in the gym workout. But
then they can't lose, right? Then you have Charlotte Asuka as the champs, right?
Charlotte Asuka.
Mega powers.
They are their chemistry, and Newman knows this. I think it's like one of mine and Newman's common things that we love about wrestling is Asuka and Charlotte put on the most incredible matches. Their chemistry is crazy. And I think an only way to get those tag titles over is if Asuka and Charlotte are, you know, champs. Or it's someone from outside. Maybe someone, Asuka's bringing somebody in. I don't know, like, but I would assume Charlotte, and that's the only way those tag titles will become relevant, really.
I think I'm going to go with Rue Lopez is my choice.
Rue Lopez.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Rue Lopez.
If Dana Brooke's injured, I'm just going to say Bayley because she's the only one I can really muster. Okay.
I think TBD's going to win, and it's going to be Rhea Ripley.
Nice.
Oh, really? That's really interesting. I'm just going to stick with Lana using McMahon's razor. I'm going to use McMahon's razor and choose Lana.
So Nick, you're going for the TBD team?
Wait, Tulo, did I just properly use McMahon's razor or no?
Yes, you did. You just called me Tulo.
I have no idea how.
You did use it, but then you called me Tulo. So
wait, this.
I'm awarding no points.
He's a thick boy down low. Tulo also said this.
And the winner of that match will go on to face Drew McIntyre for the
WWE. How do you get to Drew McIntyre from, like, I don't understand that slip. Barsky's center, I understand.
Hold on, guys. Guys, Shebs has called me like 40 times. Hello? Yo, Shebs.
Hey, what's up?
Yo. What's up, bro? I text you that we're recording. What do you need?
Hold on, are you on like a voice synthesizer? Your voice sounds all fucked up.
No, I'm on the mic. I'm recording. You hear me?
Now I hear you just fine, yeah.
Can you guys hear him?
Unfortunately.
Can you hear me? I mean, here I am. I didn't know you were doing... I mean, what do you want from me? I'm calling. This is important stuff.
Yeah, but you called me like 40 times. We're doing the... I mean, I'll probably... what's up? What do you need?
Well, listen, man.
Yeah.
You don't invite me to the pods anymore. I know I've been banned, from what I understand.
No, you... This is why I picked up. I thought you might say this. No, I just did. I didn't listen. I banned you for a week on the live stream, and then I just haven't really been including you on the email with the Zoom link.
Well, that's a de facto ban. That's like, oh, I didn't ban you. I just didn't tell you when we were doing it or give you the link. It's not very gentlemanly. It's not very.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you think there's a reason for that?
Yeah, because I have important stuff to say, and you're trying to censor it. But here's why I think you're upset. Look, here, I'll get to the real stuff in a second, but the main reason I called is because, you know, people sometimes don't like my takes, but people always respect them as the most valid. And I think the latest iteration of that is, you know, for weeks I've been sort of ranting about Keith Lee, and I was like, you know, this guy's really not that good. I mean, we all want to like him because, like, he seems like a friendly Papa Bear, but he's kind of just okay in the ring. I mean, he's good in the ring, but apparently he's not good enough.
Yeah,
in the ring.
Wait. So are you calling to get a Keith Lee point on the pod via my phone, bro? I'll just cut this out. I mean, I'm not going to let you – you're not going to act the way you did, and then you just get to call and rant about Keith Lee again, okay, man. Okay, what do you want? Okay? I mean, it's going to be more than that, bro.
He always has to make it about him.
First, hear the point I'm making on Keith Lee, and then you can levy out your justice for me, okay?
Okay.
The point is – you know, he's got sent back to the D-League because he's garbage. And Vince knows it, and I know it, and H knows it, and everyone knows it. And all your Cal listeners, they want to like Keith Lee. I say, you go ahead and like Keith Lee. Some people like drinking orange juice after they brush their teeth. I mean, we all know it's not good, but some people are like, oh, I like that. Or, like, I like really, really spicy food that makes you know, you have diarrhea after, and it's painful. I don't like that shit. I like good stuff. And Keith Lee is not good, as I said. And that's the point I felt like you should hear. I just wanted to say, I hate to say I told you so. Just kidding. I love to say I told you so, and I told you so.
How does that tie into – dude, I'm cutting this out of the pod. You're just calling to make a point about Keith Lee? I feel like, dude, you were a fucking asshole on the live stream the other day. It was our first live stream. And then you – yeah, so I was not letting you on the pod because people didn't like it. The listeners didn't dig it.
Some people,
and you fucking were an asshole. You were a jerk to Tulo also.
Look, some people, Tulo owes me, okay? Some people didn't like it. Those people are Muppet babies. Some people, I've heard from many sources, loved it. And they were like, you know what? We like this guy. And I have a feeling he's right about Keith Lee. That's just what people were saying. I don't know. That's what I wanted to call. No, I really do have a real, I will say this. I am sorry about the way I behaved last week on the live stream. I came in a little bit too hot.
Okay.
So, you know, look, Tulo, you know I love Tulo. We all went to high school together. We've been friends for over 10 years at this point. I love you both. Dan, you know I love you like a brother. You're my best friend.
Of course. It's just like you got to just, you know.
I love you.
Show a little respect for what we're doing here. You know what I mean?
Well, to be fair, I don't know how much people respect what I'm doing, but I'm actually adding a lot to this, too, and I just make it a little bit harder to digest, but it's a very welcome change of – it doesn't matter. What I bring is valid. What you guys bring is valid. I love you guys, so I am sorry. Newman, Aaron, you guys are fine. You're all right. I mean, you're okay.
All right.
Trullo, I love you. Dan, I love you.
So, dude, just say, listen, if you want, don't throw in these, like, half-assed, like, you're actually apologizing, which is huge for you. Just say, I apologize to any listeners of Cow that I offended. Just say that and let it lie. And then,
I will say this.
Well, then maybe we'll be able to hang out.
I don't know if I can apologize to you. Yeah. I can certainly apologize to Tulo because I was definitely, like, going in, you know, kind of for fun. Like, I'm obviously, like, dialing it up. Like, you know, he knows I didn't mean it. Not to take it personally. I don't know if I, in good faith, earnestly, can apologize to any Cow listeners who I offended. I don't want to apologize to those people. I don't care about those people. I care about you guys. So I'm sorry to you guys. And, you know, man, sometimes when you're playing with fire, sometimes you get burned. And I am that hot, hot fire. So I got to, you know, I got to reel it in. I got to be a little bit more responsible.
All right. Tulo, how do you feel about that? I mean, I guess I can't tell them what to say to the listener, you know?
Listen, I know Shebs and stuff, so it's all good, man. I really wasn't.
All right, cool. So, all right, Shebs, we're going to –
Well, look,
I guess I'll leave this in the pod because –
I'd just rather podcasting.
Yeah. Because you actually addressed – I don't know.
Hijack the show.
I'll talk about it after. Are you – by the way, because Tulo just said there's a snowstorm. Are you still going to Hawaii? Are you still popping –
Yes. So first of all, I actually, for whatever reason, I can only hear you. I can't hear those guys. I can't hear you. So here's the deal. Well, I know why. Because I called you on your phone because you won't give me the Zoom link. But that's okay. Maybe you'll give it to me next time. We'll think about it. But you know I'm going to Hawaii. I'm supposed to fly tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then, like, all of a sudden on Sunday, Monday, like, oh, huge blizzard. Wednesday night into Thursday, all day. It's going to be snowing for, like, 30 hours. It's going to be, like, 12 to 18 inches of snow. I might not make it to Hawaii. That sucks. But, you know, like, the plan and the reason I wanted to apologize to you guys is because, look, for people who don't know, you know, the behind the scenes, my life has taken a turn. I was engaged. I am not engaged. I live with my parents now because I had to move out of my Brooklyn apartment. And I said, hey, that's pretty chill. Like, living with your parents is dope. However, it'd be a lot cooler if I lived in Hawaii. So I decided to move to Hawaii. I'm leaving town for a little bit. And I didn't want to leave the mainland. I didn't want to leave the contiguous 48 on bad terms with you guys. Like, obviously, look, I'm kind of playing around. Maybe I took it too far. But again, it's all in good fun. Like, I feel like I bring something to the table on the podcast, even when it's spicy. But I understand that maybe sometimes I come with a little bit too much spice.
Okay, all right.
I didn't want to leave the contiguous 48 from the mainland with you and me on bad terms, or me and Tool on bad terms. I just want to call and say, hey, guys, I can see you upset. I'm sorry about that. And now I could go off to Hawaii with a clear conscience. I just want to go to Hawaii with a clear conscience.
Okay, so
that's why I'm apologizing.
All right. We got it. I'll send you the Zoom links again. When you're in Hawaii, you can pop back on the pod, all right?
There's a time difference, but I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
I
mean, all right. So is your flight canceled, though? Because aren't you – you're laying over in L.A. We were supposed to hang, right?
Yeah, you were supposed to hang. I got a five-hour layover. You were going to pick me up from the airport.
Yeah.
Or I don't know how we were going to hang out with COVID. But, you know, I was going to see you while I'm in town. And then
– why do you stop in LAX to go Hawaii? Wouldn't you stop in, like, something that's more on the equal longitude?
I mean, I'm in New York. L.A. is, like, right on the way to Hawaii. Man, I got to be honest. I had other options. I could have stopped in San Fran. I could have stopped in Phoenix, and I chose to stop in L.A.
Yeah, you can't stop in San Fran because you might be wearing a Randy Orton shirt, which is a no-go in San Francisco. You might have a snake on the shirt.
For those listeners who don't know the reference, Arlen Marmel, former friend of the pod, I guess now sort of like a – he doesn't care about the pod anymore. He's not around. He famously said that he cannot wear wrestling gear in San Francisco. He couldn't wear Bullet Club shirts or Randy Orton shirts because people are so liberal there that they might be sensitive to the Viper, just the image of a Viper.
I know. T-shirt. All right, Chef, we gotta go back to doing the pod.
Look,
I'll see you tomorrow. Let me know if you're actually coming here so we can do a socially distant hang.
They haven't canceled the flight yet, so I think I'm coming, but I have this like 5-hour layover. It might be tight, like the flight might be late. I might not have that much time, but you know, I need to eat in and out if I'm in LA, so I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, you might have to just keep it warm for me.
All right, okay. We'll figure out the logistics. I'll go pick up the in and out, whatever.
The logistics is you get me in and out and just have it waiting for me so I can just
oh my jump God. Off the plane. Shebs, we gotta go.
And get the hell out of there.
All right, we gotta go.
Still need
just text
Dan's
me.
Prediction.
We gotta go, bro. Okay, goodbye. You're saying sorry, right? Just say sorry and go.
I already said it. I'm not gonna say it 20 times. I mean, I said it. You have it on recording. I'm not. What am I?
You also you sound like shit. Are you home?
Yeah, I'm home. Why? What? I sound like? Do I sound like I don't have enough sunlight tanning my skin? Do I sound like I'm not getting beaten by beautiful waves?
Okay.
I'm trying to fix that.
All right. Goodbye, chefs.
All right. Bye.
All right.
Worth it.
Well, I feel like I have to leave it in because he apologized, and I need that because we got legit complaints about his behavior.
Yeah. Did he apologize?
He really was fucking insane. I had to take the video down. I had to. I know. I saw that, Tulo. David Arquette retweeted. He responded to Tulo, friend of the show, David Arquette. By the way, former
that
WCW
movie was
champion.
So fucking good. Oh my
yeah,
God.
David Arquette Will Not Die. If you didn't see it, is a great.
Is it on Tubi?
It's not on Tubi yet. No, it's not on Tubi yet.
Not yet.
On Amazon, I rent it.
But
Dan,
anyway,
who do you have in this match, by the way, before we move on to
Shebs? I'm gonna stay with Nia, Shayna, retain. Okay. Actually, I think Oscar.
We all picked the other one, so.
Oh, so then I'll just take Nia, Shayna.
Okay.
Because that's what I said first anyway.
Dan does this and somehow ends up winning because of this logic that he has instilled.
Well, no, that's why you have to change up the order.
Yeah, we're gonna mix it up. I went first on this one. Newman goes next on the next one.
Anyway, I had to take down the video. I'm saying I had to take down the video. That's all I'm saying. Of Shebs on that live.
Really?
So fucking out of control. And then like Skylar Astin was texting me like, yo, where's that video? And I was like, I can't. I took it down. And it was our first fucking live stream. The guy's such an asshole, but whatever. You apologize. All right.
That's crazy. You got to take it down.
But the thing about Shebs, like, he literally does get like he's like one of those classic, like he has like he barks, but if I don't send him the Zoom link, he gets so worked up about it. You know what
he's
I mean?
Like,
it's
in like his feelings.
I don't need this. He's like, fuck this, I don't need this podcast, but then he needs to get the Zoom link. Even though he doesn't pop on every episode, he gets pissed when I have it. All right, let's get back to the predictions. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
You want to move on to the next match?
Yes.
All right. Next
I'll go
up,
first, right?
Yeah. Well, Newman will go first. I'm going clockwise on
okay,
my screen
Aaron,
here.
Okay, Aaron, you got it.
Next up. Yep.
Wait. Lock it in. The predictions.
They're locked. For the Raw Tag Team titles, the New Day versus the Hurt Business. Newman?
Hurt Business.
Okay. Nick?
Is it Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander, I would assume. I'm going to say Hurt Business. I think they're going to put a tag title on Cedric Alexander.
Mm. And what is this match? It's not Riddle versus Lashley?
They're
leading
day.
Up to that.
No, yeah. They might add that. That might be a match that's added on. But
that would be like pre-show
material.
The New Day's
legacy is cemented, and it's clear that the Hurt Business is like – here to stay. The gold is going
right
to Hurt Business.
Wait, who's in the Hurt Business in this match? Does it say or just says the Hurt Business?
It's Cedric and Shelton Benjamin are the tag team of the Hurt Business. And then
all right. Newman, you chose Cedric?
Yeah, they got Hurt Business.
And who did Tulo you picked?
I picked Hurt Business. Your turn now.
Gotcha.
You don't care because you don't even know he's in the match. Is there any stipulations to those to these first
No, not the tag matches.
I'm going to stick with the New Day.
Okay.
Yeah. New Day?
Who'd you pick?
Let's see.
I think Hurt Business is a good choice, though, but I'm going to choose New Day.
I'm going to pick New Day also. I'm also trying to kind of like keep it.
You know why?
Mix it up.
Because New Day rocks.
New Day rocks, yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Are we locking those in? Any tangents?
Yeah, let's lock those in.
Yeah, let's lock them in. No,
right,
lock them in. You're not allowed to change this. Okay, lock him in.
Okay. So this is probably the maybe a higher profile match, but it's not for a title. The Fiend Bray Wyatt versus Randall Keith Orton.
Okay.
Nick, you're up first. Too low.
My dad called me, by the way. Can I just say a side thing? My dad called me about Bray Wyatt. I mean,
he called you about.
Yeah, my dad called.
And we have to talk about. Bray
yeah,
Wyatt.
We have to talk.
I'm so tempted to call him because, but we just talked to Shebs on the phone for an hour,
and he took up all the allotted phone call time for one episode.
But, well, maybe we'll call my dad next week about Bray Wyatt. But my dad's like, I'll just do an impression. My dad's like, I saw Raw. I love what they're doing with the scary guy. You know, he's like.
What's his
I
love
that he came out, and my dad, the
Brian Wyatt.
Yeah, the way my dad describes segments is very funny. It's like he's just like, it's like a list that has like a bunch of spaces between each one. So it's like, then there's the scary guy. He's out there, but he's not the scary guy. He's got a sweater. He's wearing like a sweater. That was fun. And the puppets. I like the puppets. It's just, that stuff's just terrific. And, yeah, it's like the mask is good, too.
That was spot on.
Man, we should compare that to, I should call my dad. Next time we should have him, and we should have him describe that segment to me. It's so good.
I love this. So we got Randy tried to kill Bray Wyatt, literally.
Yeah, so that segment was really fucking good.
I love
bringing the Firefly Funhouse, which was they called it a field trip, which was really funny. They had him in there, but so then he was like, Randy tried to light the Fiend on fire, but the Fiend's able to pop out of the box and give him the mandible claw. Great.
What was Randy's murder strategy here? Like he put him in a metal box and then lit that metal box on fire. Was he hoping to like cook him inside?
Was it metal? I thought it was wood.
It like looked metal to me.
I thought it was a wood crate.
I thought it was wood also.
It was, I mean, clearly made of metal.
Oh, okay.
Well, it would have gone up burning embers.
He was just trying to heat him up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a broiled Wyatt.
Wanted to broil.
He was like smoking him. Yeah. Like a green egg, like smoking him on the inside.
He was more cooking him than anything. He was buttering him up for the match. He didn't even want to murder him, right? But it is so funny in wrestling when they attempt murder and there's no consequences for that. But like you get suspended for just like attacking somebody with a punch, like during a match.
Taking an Adderall too.
Like if you punch Adam Pearce, if you punch Adam Pearce, right? The last suspension I remember was somebody beat up Adam Pearce, right?
Yeah.
Right. So if you beat up Adam Pearce, you get suspended. But if you if you have a scheduled match with someone, you're allowed to incinerate them.
Yeah.
Attempt murder.
And if it's Pat Buck and Drew McIntyre and Sheamus powerbomb them through a table backstage because they're just messing around, you don't get suspended for that, though.
Yeah.
Only if you punch Adam Pearce in the face. That's it.
Yeah. Maybe we'll talk to Vince about the rules. Yeah. See what's fair game here and what's not.
Tua, who do you have in this match? Fiend or America's stepdad?
I'm gonna go with the nightmare that haunts me all the time. I'm gonna go with Fiend.
Yo, when is it? Did they announce when the slammies are? By the way,
yes.
They're taking votes.
It's happening at 10 a.m. on like a weekday.
Like
the 20th, maybe?
The 20th is Sunday. That's the day of tables, letters, and chairs. So
Sunday is like the weekday of the weekend, though.
I was kind of hoping that maybe that the slammies are at the TLC and we can use them as a tiebreaker because one of them is like best gear. One of them is best gear of the year. And it's like Drew, Sasha. It's, you know. One of them is randomly Shinsuke.
I know. I saw that.
He's wearing the same gear he's wore for like 4 years straight.
They just throw him a bone.
Yeah, they're just throwing Shinsuke a bone, man.
December 23rd.
Okay. That's a Tuesday.
Pasapani hit us in the – he said it's December 23rd. What are we choosing?
We're choosing Fiend Bray Wyatt. Nick, pick the Fiend. Dan, on to you next.
So he's wrestling the Fiend. He's not wrestling Sweater Bray, right?
Correct.
Fiend Bray Wyatt, yeah.
Whatever. What happened to Alexa? She's been gone 2 weeks now.
Really interesting because if you think about it in terms of story, he does not need to be changed. He's already into his best form, right? Mm-hmm. Right.
There's no changing the Viper.
He has a condition already. He has IED, intermittent explosive disorder. Not to be confused with an IED.
right? He suffers from
which is what? IED. An improvised explosive device. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That kind of, if you make those, does that count as improv training? Mm-hmm. Folks. So I think the winner of this match is Fiend, but it's so many losses for Randy this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he won the title, so whatever.
All right, I'll just go Fiend.
And
he's
winning 2020 in general, so.
I think it's Fiend because that's you keep this. But Fiend is the babyface, right? So interesting, this match, because it's like Randy beating Fiend. It's not like you're like, now Fiend needs to avenge that. He still feels like a heel, right?
I think the story, the real narrative of this is that Randy's looking for the Fiend's weakness, right? So he thought it was Alexa.
Yeah, I'm going Randy.
And then
you're picking Randy?
He thought he can kill the Fiend by killing Bray. If he kills Bray, then the Fiend is dead, which is not. So
no, I'm going Randy.
He's going to have to find something.
I'm going to pick Randy also. Newman, I'll kick it over to you.
Also, Randy.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I'm by myself.
That's good for you. Oh, that's
all good for you.
Don't you miss him already? Now,
do they say what that match is? Is that in a? Yeah. I wonder if that's going to be a whatchamacallit.
Like a pre-recorded film, joint?
Yeah, like whatever those are called.
Do you think Becky's been back in the gym yet?
Yes. It's been about 2 weeks.
She probably she was probably doing CrossFit up until the day she gave birth.
Yeah, she's on on the Black and the Brave Instagram on like a on a bike.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hella pregnant.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, true.
And Renee posted a baby bump. Do you see that?
I didn't see the pic.
Yeah, little Gian Mixley. You can check it out on the Oral Sessions. That's the name of her podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Which I listened to CM Punk on there. We talked about that last week. It was pretty interesting conversation. And CM Punk, I always have the same thesis about CM Punk, which is just not a guy I'm interested in hanging out with, you know?
No.
A big fan of his work, but I think I'm good on, you know, I think I'm good. I like the relationship he and I have now, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Which is none.
That's fair.
Non-existent.
Like, he's an example of, like, a don't meet your heroes kind of thing. Like, I know if I meet him, like, he will be ruined. You know? He'll be immediate. Like, yeah. I can tell. I can feel it. Because I'm such a big – I feel like he's so important in wrestling. Mm-hmm. Even as time goes by, he feels less and less important. But he is the fucking man when it comes to wrestling. All right, anyway, where are we at?
All right, next up, we have Sasha Banks versus Carmella in a tables, ladders, and chairs match for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yeah. Aaron, how many TLC matches are on this card? Actual TLC matches? I know three at least.
Three.
Yeah.
So this is the first one that we're
Both title matches are TLC matches. Both the Raw and SmackDown men's titles are SmackDown. And then so all the titles that are on the line are TLC matches except for the tag.
Right? And in TLC matches, it's still hung above the ring, right? Speaking of.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, did you hear the new title raising sound that happened on Raw?
Oh, I think I did hear it.
It got interrupted, right?
Something weird.
Yeah.
It might be the cage lowering, but in reverse. And when you play it in reverse,
It does the same thing. That's funny.
It was so fun. I was like, what the fuck was that?
I noticed that.
We're going to have to get that noise.
I have it here, actually.
Let's see.
I'm a thick boy down low.
Dan, you're up.
Correct.
They're all ladder matches in.
Yeah. What's the which match are we talking about?
Sasha versus Carmella in a TLC match.
Okay, so let me break this down. So Sasha, Carmella, Sasha's on. By the way, can I take a sidebar?
Yeah,
I'm caught up on The Mandalorian entirely.
Same.
Nice. Congrats.
I worked with an actress who was on The Mandalorian, had a good time asking her every single question about The Mandalorian, was a blast. She was cool. She's awesome. She was jacked up, real jacked woman. Wow. Was awesome. And I got to Sasha, and I was expecting a more substantial part for Sasha. Hype was like, not only is her part, she's not even the main of her part. She's in a trio. She's has the classic pro wrestling part on something, which is the muscle in a trio. Like, she's the Shield. She's not even like the reins of the Shield, of this Shield trio in the Mando Shield. She is like the Rollins,
Seth.
Right?
Yeah, she's the
Seth. She's the Seth of the Mando.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
being said,
the hired gun.
I thought it was really cool how she looks in the Mandalorian outfit, because she still looks small and like kind of sexy, like in it. And you never see like a, because I mean, you don't see any Mandos moving like a woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought like I could feel the Sasha Banks swag in there. What's the story of her getting that part? I kind of ignored reading that. Did you guys see that? She put out a thing of the story about how she got the part.
I'll have to check that out. I didn't see
Yeah. Phil, maybe look that up. She told a story about how she got the part. I think that's interesting. She looks like a fucking $1 million in that part. I hope they up her part a little bit. You know,
I think
she's
they'll
like
be back.
Looking at the gun when she's like staring, like she's picking up like the weapon and she's looking at him like, Yeah, that's awesome.
I think that they'll all. I think that those that clan. Oh, okay. Will,
I have the story.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I think that clan.
I don't know if it's good.
You think it's okay. She said, John Favreau came to her after he saw her episode of Hot Ones. Yeah. And he really liked her and got her contact information. And he asked her over FaceTime if she wanted to be on Mando.
Hot Ones?
That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
You know what's so fucking
Favreau
nuts?
Watches Hot Ones and likes Sasha Banks on it. So.
Okay. You know what is so nuts about this always blows my mind. I've talked about this before, but like this is just another example, is how I'm so sick of like these big Hollywood guys pretending they're discovering wrestlers. Like, it is so annoying. Like,
right.
You should just already be casting wrestlers. Stop pretending you found John Cena after he's already the 13-time champion. Like, sorry, like, Judd Apatow, who I actually have met a bunch of times, was my wife's boss for a long time, and is a really nice guy. I can vouch firsthand, okay? I'll give it all good for me.
All good for you.
I'm saying that I know Jon Apatow, okay?
This gimmick infringement on Skylar Astin's part.
Absolutely. Right? Name dropping. No, but I'm saying that. But also, like, dude, you can't be like, is it John? Like, I've seen him in interviews be like, is it John Cena so funny? Like, I can't believe this guy's so funny. You're like, if you're good at pro wrestling, you can do anything in fucking Hollywood. I'm sorry. Like, right. Especially with Hollywood magic and 40 million takes. I mean, The Mandalorian, they make Gina Carano look like a decent actress, and she's maybe the worst actress in Hollywood.
Did you see my favorite part? In that when she's like looking up Bill Burr in the computer, and she's doing the acting of like, oh yeah, I'm listening to looking up something on a computer acting. It was just like, oh God, she can't even like get that across.
Well, I'm glad. So even Bill Burr, it's a great point. It's like, yo, if you're on stage, these people are capable. Everybody's right. Bill Burr is great at Mandalorian. Like, awesome. Bill Burr is a great actor, I think.
Personally. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially in the last episode.
And he was awesome in the one with, what's his name?
Breaking Bad on AMC.
Pete Davidson.
Low Winter Sun.
King of Staten Island.
Love him in King of Staten Island.
And also, John Favreau wrote that part specifically for Sasha Banks.
So.
What does that mean? She doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
wanted her in it. So maybe, I don't know, maybe there was only like two Mandos in that sequence.
He's like, here's the idea. You're part of the Kryze clan, and you're Bo-Katan's like gunner, right? And I loved what you did on Hot One. So we're going to have snot running down your face the whole time. And you're going to be crying and sweating. It's gonna
He probably just thought she was a babe he had never seen before.
Let's be honest.
She's going to be in the next chef as the third girlfriend.
Thank you for saying it, but here's what I would say is that I think Sasha Banks is a magnet. She has the star magnetism. She is beautiful. She is, but it's beyond just looks. Like, she has she pops off the screen. Like, she pops off. So you're like, it's not surprising to me that Jon Favreau would see her and be like, this person belongs on cinematic cameras, right? Mm-hmm. That's not surprising to me. What's annoying to me is the disrespect wrestling gets, where you're like, oh, this should be a talent pool that's constantly being pulled from. Okay.
Right.
Like, it's not even, it's just like, what's there even to talk about? Look at The Rock. Everything he touches, even if you, people are like, they still don't understand that the reason he's successful is because wrestling is the best way to find talent, true, pure talent. It requires too many skills. Now, she could do stage combat. She could do anything. That's how high I hold it. Like, Miz, the reason Miz sucks is because they put him in that shitty Marine movie. Like, those Marine movies, it's so a snooze. Because the Marine movie is Vince writing, they're like cosplaying Hollywood actors as opposed to just letting Miz do his fucking thing. You're telling me Miz can't be amazing in a movie? Like, Miz is like,
they did improv in the middle of the ring this week.
Right.
They literally said it. I mean, they didn't do it, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's I'm just saying they're doing a skit. Too long.
I do want to talk about that segment.
Give well, me, first I, of all, wait I'll, a minute. Wait. Yeah. If they skits, Tulo.
I'm just
skits?
Saying.
Yeah, Tulo, that was like insulting.
This is hang on. Miz, but no, we're just watching Miz. We're watching Miz. You can tell that's Miz all led by
week.
Miz.
Miz sucked his balls this week. Oh, dude, that opening segment of Raw was a fucking embarrassment.
I think that has to do with him. I honestly think everybody was failing around him. And I think
I gotta tell you,
that's why I said it was failed improv. It's like failed improv because the other guys had no idea what the fuck they were doing, and the Miz was just couldn't wrap it all in.
Well, if you think improv is just like go, but all right, listen, I want to finish my star point. But here's the other point about Sasha Banks in The Mandalorian, because I just want to point this out. Because you look at Roman Reigns in Hobbs and Shaw, and you look at Sasha in Mandalorian, what is the common denominator? The lack of lines. Yeah. And so I believe that I say Sasha is one of the greatest almost talents of all time, and I would not be shocked if Favreau got her on set, was like, look at her. All right, we're going to do amazing things. And then he's like, he started testing with her, and he's like, oh shit. Like,
well, I was waiting until you watched it because the way she talked in Mandalorian was not different than Sasha Banks talking in Ring. She still had that same cadence to her voice, and I was like, wow, like that really is, I guess, just how she's talking.
That similar to Hobbs and Shaw, Roman Reigns, all of his lines hit the floor. Okay, and this is after he's already like the 8-time WWE champion. We're not talking about like a coming up Roman Reigns, you know?
Yeah.
That like Sasha did not deliver properly on set. Now, that being said, I don't think she can't do it. Like, I think it's her first time breaking into Hollywood, so I don't think that she's incapable, but I wouldn't be shocked if they cut a bunch of her lines, because clearly the lead woman is like that classically trained British actress. She doesn't even look tough at all. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, all right, we need you. You got to drive this whole thing.
Battlestar Galactica, I think.
Yeah, but she plays that same character in the Clone Wars cartoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, she was great, but she was clearly that. So that was my other point, is that I also think I understand her getting cast. So there's 3 points. 1 point, annoyed with Hollywood pretending they're discovering wrestlers. Fuck that, okay? But that is also Vince's fault. Vince should be making great movies for people like Sasha Banks, for The Miz. They should have their own studio. Scientology is a fucking studio, okay?
Ooh. Yeah, and they made guys, Jack Reacher.
Oh, my God, guys. Sorry, I'm going all over the place today. All right, work or shoot. You guys want to play work or shoot? Let's play work or shoot. I don't have music for. I don't have music for work or shoot. But
Aaron, I think Sasha's gonna win. That's my.
Oh, okay.
All right, you guys ready for work or shoot? Tom Cruise screaming on set about COVID restrictions. Did you hear it?
Shoot! I listened to it. What a hero! It's a shoot.
Did you hear it though? Did you listen?
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing.
I listened to it twice. All right. Well, Phil already voted. The smooth operator.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth operator.
Okay. Here's the deal, Aaron. You're very well versed in Scientology.
Yes,
I am as well. But I think you're even more than I am. But I've watched the Leah Remini show. Highly recommend it. Scientology is a disgusting scam that deserves to be taken down. I don't have a kind word to say about that disgusting organization. Okay,
yeah, it's a cult.
And Tom Cruise directly is responsible for financially and familially ruining many people's lives as the face of Scientology. So he's not a good guy. I'm sorry. He's just not a good person. You're not going to convince me. Yes, this moment was good. But also, okay, so let's take it a step further. Honestly, fuck Tom Cruise. I hear he's like on set. It's like he's got cool energy, and I have never met.
Well, because he's trying to. That is a work. That's his gimmick. Is that he's like Mr. Tom Cruise.
Well, and he's so deep in Scientology. Like, I say this about other Scientology actors. It's like, that's why they're why Elizabeth Moss is really good, because they train you in like how to channel certain emotions. And like, you're so in touch with that Tom Cruise can come off as like cool dude great energy on set, but it's a work.
But Aaron, like, nothing matters. Like, that's what's so – that's what these wrestling fans – like, I feel like we do have this superpower where, like, every person I know was like – I got so many texts being like, hey, I know, like, I don't like Tom Cruise that much, but this is pretty cool what he did. And I was like, yeah. Man, I mean, how long till you guys are sending me this shit about Trump? How long till people are like, yo, I know Trump's like a D-bag, but like this thing he did is cool. Don't be fucking fooled. Like, Tom Cruise is never – he should apologize until he apologized publicly for his involvement in this scam that is literally ruining people's lives. Leah Remini was at his wedding, directly at his wedding to Katie Holmes. Mm-hmm. That ruined her fucking life for a while because she asked where David Miscavige's wife was. And where's it, like, Shelley? Tear her apart, right? Yeah. Oh, God, I can't – I'm fucking dying. But anyway – the thing is, let's just go back to work or shoot the game. Mm-hmm. Work or shoot. All right, work or shoot. Do you think that there's any chance this is – and this is a Scientology work? Because Scientology, this is built right into their PR playbook. They spend most of their money on their image. You know what I mean? And like and PR.
I see where this you're makes going Scientology. With this.
And as a matter of fact, apparently they plant stories. Whenever he has movies coming out, they like plant stories to like boost his – PR,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
it's a whole like save a squirrel from a tree or some shit.
Well, now right that before I have all these facts, work, lock it in.
Right, yeah, I thought you meant like, was he actually freaking out or was he doing this to like be a hero on set? Because I really do think that. Yeah, I'm getting
confused. You know what I'm learning is that whenever I see anything like this, I just don't even bother believing what it like. Whenever something like this happens, I'm like, I don't care. Like,
yeah, but Tulo, don't go so far that you're like anti-vax or something. You know
No. I'm just saying, like, I don't believe anything that comes out anymore. So when something like that happens, I'm not gonna care to like. So many people are like, I got it.
So wait, are we saying that this was fake? Like that someone like recorded it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Newman,
where are you at? I got to hear you.
It's a work.
Like it was a performance.
It's a work. It's a performance. That morning, I would not be surprised if it was like, all right, we're going to do, we're going to do the COVID freak out thing. We're going to get it on camera or on tape. We're going to release it to make people think that, you know, it was any a healthy dose of cynicism is required when you're dealing with anybody who's like has such a stake in their personality and reputation as like a currency. Right. So it was 100% just for the meme.
Oh, see, I thought he really did freak out, but I thought that it was, I naively thought maybe it was captured, but that he was freaking out. He saw what happened with the people standing too close to one another and was genuinely concerned that this production of his was going to be shut down. And then he lost it in a theatrical way.
It's his production?
Well,
is he producing it or is he on set?
I don't know if it's his production company, but it's like, it's the seventh Mission Impossible movie. It's directed by, his face? But it's a Tom Cruise movie. He pulls all the strings.
Well, he's like the EP, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
But he's like, I'm on the phone with insurance companies every night. Yeah.
Doctors,
like, bro,
producers.
I'm sorry, you're
that's
not.
That's what I sleep
you
with.
What I want you to do, Janet, is I want you to do your fucking job.
Yeah.
Magnolia? All right.
I never saw Magnolia. Is it good?
I didn't watch
it. It's amazing.
I guess my point was when I see something like this, I'm not watching it, you know? Like, I'm just like, all right, whatever. Yeah.
Anyway, we're so off on the tangent here, but I honestly believe that if it's not a work, I'll call it a work, but if it's not a work, I'm saying that came out in Scientology, there's been conversations there about how to get it, the reach of it as far as it needs to go. You know what I'm saying? And So,
do you think for a second that any audio would leave that set unapproved?
Yeah, no way.
No
well,
way.
Well, yeah, and I guess to like leak it, it's like if he's freaking out because he saw two people standing close to one another, if this happened, he would fire the whole crew, I imagine, if it was something that.
Yeah. There's no way. Nothing leaves that set without his express approval.
But here's the other thing I'll say.
That's interesting.
Here's the other thing I'll say is let's break it down like this. The guys in the – you could hear these guys in the video being like, sorry, Mr. Cruise. Do you think that's how they would take it? I guess that's another way to think about it. Like, do you like he's getting embarrassed in front of everybody. Do you just go like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Cruz. Like, Mr. Cruz. I'm sorry, Mr. Cruz."
Vinny Barbarino?
Yeah.
Mr. Yeah, Cruz. Okay.
Mr. Cruz from Volta. With a rubber hose, Mr. Cruz. You know, Mr. Cruz, baby. Mr. Cruz. I'm so sorry. I'm never doing it again. Mr. Cruz. Like, if Tom Cruise yelled at me, I don't give a who the fuck he is. If he yelled at me, like, I'd be like that. I'd be like, "All right, fuck off, I'm leaving."
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I would be like, if Tom Cruise yelled at me, I'd be like, don't talk to me that way.
I've been up since 3 a.m. putting up a light so that you don't have a wrinkle on your fucking forehead, and you're going to yell at me, embarrass me in front of a 1,000-person set? And stop pretending like what we're doing here is really important. We're making Mission Impossible 7! I mean,
yeah. How impossible are these missions if there's been this many of them?
Oh, my God. He's acting like he's fucking curing cancer. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. Oh, man. He's like, "We're saving lives here by me fucking
he's single-handedly
walking with
suction
cups on a fucking
the industry.
Building."
You know he's hosting Scientology parties at his fucking house every night. He's got 60
well, that's the thing,
there,
too.
No
it's like
masked. They're all fucking COVID.
Scientology wants to get in the good graces of yeah. COVID, I guess, even yeah. though they're known Trump supporters.
You just fuck Tom Cruise. He's not a good person. That's the bottom line. I'm sorry. He might be fun to be around. He has a good energy. That's cool. Everybody has a friend who's cool at parties, but he's not there for you in the clinch, man. And that's
well,
fun.
If it, yeah, and with he also like said, yeah. if you're not the one who's like refilling the gas tank on his Ducati and like tending to it for 50 cents a day.
Oh.
With that
yeah,
being said,
anyway.
I'm gonna go with Sasha. Lock
okay.
it.
What an ending.
I'm going to take Carmella.
Like, oh, my God. Yo, we got to edit that, like, fucking prediction. Like, this is our Sasha prediction, which takes a full hour veer.
Favreau all the way into Hot Ones.
Oh,
down
my
Scientology
God.
Boulevard. Dan, you were supposed to go first, but you haven't picked yet. Who do you got?
Okay.
That's tough
this
for me.
I don't remember what this match is, but I'm gonna choose Sasha.
Carmella.
There's no chance, Carmella. I mean, unless it's a schmoz, you know.
Ellsworth sweeps in.
Oh my God!
Oh
one.
My God! We, me and Tech Tulo were texting about that actually.
Opportunistic Ellsworth.
I think that so they Carmella. By the way, can we talk about Carmella's new entrance? It was great.
Yeah, incredible.
It was fun. What I mean, again, I don't understand why. WWE has curtains that have folds in them. You know what I mean? You're like, why?
Pleats.
They don't have
eat those pleats.
Eat the pleats like my fucking thighs, baby. Did I text you guys that picture of my yes. legs eating those pleats?
Yeah. Text with Dan. That's what you get. You get
yeah.
pictures of his quads exploding
yeah, yeah.
the pleats in his pants.
Oh, man. I was fucking working out hard. I'm drinking pre-workouts before I fucking work. I'm like fucking 8 in the morning. I'm like,
so my girlfriend was drinking. She got this like powdered drink or something from a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And, like she was drinking it like twice a day. And like at the end of the day, she's like, "Fuck! I just like I feel so anxious." And I'm like, I like a ball of energy. And I'm like, "What are you? What is this stuff you're drinking?" I look and it's like amino proteins, fucking pre workout. I'm like, "What are you drinking this for? You're not doing anything. You're just drinking this stuff like it's iced tea." And then like,
if you drink a pre workout to not work out,
no.
that
oh
is
my
the
God.
Worst thing you could
not
do.
Not safe.
Yeah,
you have to work it off. You have to
yeah.
work it off.
She's like, "I don't know why I feel like so anxious." I'm like, "What are you drinking? It's pre workout. You're getting jacked up for no reason."
Oh man. Anyway, wait, did I pick yet?
You picked Sasha.
Oh, so I loved Carmella's entrance, and also she had like a champagne bottle service. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
but like,
mm-hmm.
I don't. Carmella's not. They're still billing her from Staten Island. No offense to our SI listeners. I'm from LI. Not much better. But if you're billed from Staten Island, you're still trash, right? I mean, in
kayfabe.
So Ellsworth coming back with her, but in a tux. Yo, Tuxworth. I would love Ellsworth would have had an umbrella to keep
isn't
the sun off of her.
Isn't he a known?
Yeah,
isn't he a known kid toucher though? So,
that doesn't stop
virtual
WWE
kid
from bringing
toucher.
Anybody back. So,
really?
All right.
Yeah.
Ellsworth—he looks like a kid touch. Don't touch kids if you look like you touch kids.
Yeah,
I mean, come on,
it.
Man.
Can't
Jesus Christ! All right, I'm gonna choose Sasha.
Okay. next up on the card, we have Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens in a tables, ladders, and chairs match.
We're knocking it out of the park every fucking week. I'm sorry. Aaron, what do you say?
Universal Championship.
Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
Do I go first?
No, I go first. Okay. I'm picking Roman Reigns.
Lock it in?
Locked in.
Man, this match is going
to fucking Newman, kick it over to you.
Boy down low.
Reigns. Reigns, lock it in.
Nick, who you got?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Reigns. Lock it in.
It's going to be raining Reigns.
Kevin Owens is killing it. I'm not choosing Kevin Owens. I'm choosing Reigns. This is going to be a decisive, dominant victory of a huge Jack star beating up a fat man.
Even though the fat man has his friends, table, ladder, and chair.
I got to say, I love Kevin Owens. I have a ton of Kevin Owens merch.
Dan.
Deeply one of my guys.
They brought the dad story full circle when Roman looked into the camera and was like, I'm talking to your wife. And then he's like, tell your kids, pay attention, tell your dad to stop. Not only is Roman Reigns
firing on all cylinders, he found additional cylinders and is firing in those as well.
The only thing about Roman Reigns that is not, I just have the minor complaint. By the way, love his kicks.
You're rocking the Jordans.
What, you got joggers on?
Those look good with the joggers, Dan.
That's authorized. Hey, you know what? Wow.
These are Nike joggers.
Showing off your ass?
These are $110 sweatpants. Okay.
You're wearing a fuckboy tuxedo right now.
a
t-shirt with your own name on it. A headband with the name of the show we're doing on it.
Absolutely. It's branding.
$10 sweats and
I'm a big brander. Roman, my only complaint with him is, it's so minor, he says head of the table instead of which is better than but it's too many heads of the tables. Like, actually, I think tribal chief is a cooler thing to call himself more often. Like, he should say both. But he should be like, yo, I'm the tribal chief. Like, that feels like a title you want to lock in. But calling yourself the head of the table is – head of the table is a describing term for tribal chief.
Right.
He's using head of the table as a proper noun, and it's odd, right?
Right.
So I think he's just, like, a little off there. But still, Roman Reigns. Whew. I mean, sorry, Kevin Owens. Roman Reigns – this is the deal. If a jacked up, gorgeous guy is firing on all cylinders and you don't have to, you don't have to be a jacked up dude. But if a jacked up dude is firing on all cylinders, you look like an out of shape guy. And that's what Kevin Owens, to be honest. I'm watching these segments just being like, I'm not even interested in this match that much because I'm like, this is such a clear beatdown for Roman Reigns.
It's not gonna be like that, man.
You don't think so? Well, because of the ladders and chairs.
Yeah, of course. And also, this is like Kevin Owens' like specialty. He loves this stuff, man. He doesn't care.
He's getting painted into this being his specialty because Roman is such a more traditional talent that they have to book Kevin Owens like, I use chairs and ladders. That's why anyone casual person watching this will understand why this Adonis is fighting this guy in a cutoff t-shirt and old gym shorts.
It works, man. Mankind used to face the Rock, right?
No, I love it. It's actually kind of that. Oh, man, I'm fired up today.
Rock.
But that's why Roman, I've always said, is the guy, like, he's always fits into that spot as the guy to beat. That's the perfect spot where he is. So then an untraditional talent like Kevin Owens. I love Kevin Owens, by the way. I'm ripping on him, but he can handle it. We'll all choose Roman Reigns.
We all chose Roman. All right. So last on the card, Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles in a TLC match for the WWE Championship. Newman, you're up first.
I am excited for that match. Yeah. I got to be honest. AJ, Drew, that is fun.
Yeah. And I can... like the slightest change, Drew walking around in the kilt and that long sleeve tight shirt has just absolutely like just brought it all together for me.
The black kilt. Yes. The wrestling kilt. You're right. I noticed it. He has the black kilt, which is the promo kilt. Folks. He's got promo kilt and then he has entrance kilt.
Right. The promo kilt has the little rings, the silver rings on it. It's
the entrance kilt's the one that Sheamus found, right? Sheamus found it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the sword.
Yeah, man, the sword. I was actually in my garage the other day. I found your dad's sword and kilt. Newman, where are you at?
I think
Newman's really thinking right now.
Well, because, I mean, obviously it's going to be
Newman.
This is not my lock in. I'm just talking it out.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, obviously it's going to be Drew, right? But we've already taken the belt off of Drew once, so it wouldn't be a big deal for him to lose it again. Because he'll just get it back. You can't underestimate Vince's desire to undercut the Kenny Omega stuff, even subliminally, with like Bullet Club people winning main titles on his show. Right?
Ooh, wow.
Because everybody else has one right now.
Because everybody else has one. I'm going to play it safe and say Drew. You can lock that in, but okay. I will not be shocked if AJ wins.
Vince champion.
Okay.
Okay.
All Bullet Club members have won something recently. Yeah, I mean, there's also the Money in the Bank briefcase looming around again.
Traditionally cashed in. It's only been cashed in mid-match, truly once, at WrestleMania 31. So that doesn't – it might – that odds are will not affect the match, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Drew.
Okay. Dan, on to you.
Me?
I think it's just silly to, unless they're trying to get more title reigns. I don't see why they would. AJ doesn't need the title.
Yeah,
although,
it's Drew.
Yeah,
it's just Drew. I'm just not picking AJ. It's not picking Drew. But I think AJ thinks I don't want AJ. AJ doesn't need to win the title until I get true phenomenal AJ Styles again, and then he can keep winning.
He's trying to take now. He's like forming this into his new version of phenomenal. You know.
Well, we all picked the same for the last two matches, but it's a mix-up for the first four. So this is anybody's game.
Okay. Okay, cool. So, yeah. All right, last thing I want to talk about is, and then we'll head out of here, is that, okay.
Danny, relax.
all right, Tulo's gone again.
Perfect, and, right at the end. Great.
Oh, I just want to say Kenny popped in on Impact. I just want to mention this here on the main pod. Is Kenny popped in on Impact, and he's going to wrestle apparently with the Bullet Club guys, with what are those guys called again? Gallows and Anderson?
Yeah.
And against Rich Swann and Motor City Machine. What are those guys called? Motor City Machine Guns or something? Yeah, I think that's their name. Yeah, so Kenny's wrestling on Impact. That's fucking cool. It's going to make me watch Impact because last week I didn't enjoy watching it. And then this week, next week, if Kenny's on it, all right, fuck it, I'll watch it. And the last thing I want to say is, we played into Kevin Owens. People were asking me because they didn't understand this because I said this on a bonus episode. I want to bring this to the main pod. The gimmick I was pushing, we were talking about dads, why Tulo said that. I'm pushing a character called it's called Day Job. It's not a dad gimmick. People keep thinking it's a dad gimmick. It's Day Job. It's a guy who wrestles as his day job because it's his number one skill in life, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like he went to his guidance counselor. He's like, I think based on your skills here, you'd be best to be a professional wrestler. But he's really a family guy. So he comes in. He's not really concerned with being flashy and this and that. He's just doing it for his family. It's not like I'm doing this to put food on my kid's table. It's like I'm here to make a paycheck. This is a great way to make a living. And then
I'm good at
day job. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, he's not on wrestling right now. He's taking the pandemic really seriously. So he's not wrestling right now. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So anyway, that was the gimmick I want. I want a wrestler named Day Job. I think it'd be good. Okay. All right. Look, we'll be watching the paper. Okay. We'll be watching the pay-per-view this Sunday, December 20th. In the Kalamazoo Thunderdome here at the $10 patron level. Thank you guys. Our patrons are going up because you are appreciating all the work we're putting into this podcast, so I appreciate that. Sign up, patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Get access to our bonus episodes. We have tons of other stuff, ideas, plans for this podcast. We do it all ourselves. So the more you support, the more it says you want more. That's the best way to show us. And we're talking about really a couple dollars a month, but I know times are tough. If you can't swing it, you can't swing it. Happy, this pod's free, right? But if you can do it, that'd be fucking awesome. That would be great. I was waiting for Tulo to come back, but I think I'm just going to have to end it with him not back
here.
It's fine. Tulo's just gone. Great.
He's like he's like frozen like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
And then he went outside and he got frozen.
Yeah.
I literally talked to this guy about not leaving. I'm like, yo, it's confused. We're doing the video now. So before it was kind of cool. You could throw up the one, but now it's all right, whatever. The guy's fucking, you know, he said this.
I'm a thick boy down low.
I told him it'd be a sound drop.
So funny.
And by the way, since Tulo's not here, I have a Mark Dead End sound drop for him.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That I haven't got to use yet, but I'll preview it since he's not here. He won't be able to hear it. But it's when Tulo just marks out so hard that he has no point, and he, you know, the mark dead end. This is what happens when he does that.
Perfect.
It hasn't happened yet, but it's like, you know, when he's like, it's just so awesome, and come on, man, like, it's so cool, it's so good. Okay, all right, Tulo. You just marked yourself into an accident.
Is that the Mick Foley? Or is
it's the beginning of Mick Foley.
I think they used, let's play it again. I think they used the beginning of the Razor Ramon and then added a crash to it.
Yeah, it's the exact, the Razor one just stays on a tire screeching. Yeah. But then the Mick Foley, they added a crash. Yeah. It's the same thing. All right, everybody. We had a good time. We'll watch TLC. We'll see you guys on Sunday. More information coming up on the 9 to 5. Make sure to give this podcast 5 stars. Follow us on social media for awesome clips. We're editing with wrestling clips. We're making them even funnier than they're here. They're like a different medium. It's awesome. At Cow Podcast, follow me at Dan Black Attack. And everybody, keep watching wrestling. Tulo's not even here. Dude, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
Comedians of wrestling, I listen on Thursday when I go home.